This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We are focusing also today on something that has generally become accepted and even socially. So a trend around vaping. We see people do it at parties, in their homes, outdoor settings, in different places. And usually when they do this, there really is even no regard really for the little ones. And something that we should question ourselves about is whether there is really enough information out there about vaping. And, you know, if we know, even if it's something that is harmful to our lungs or just our health in general. So something that's quite interesting, e-cigarettes and vaping devices in South Africa just might be facing tighter regulations because government's latest tobacco plan that includes vaping devices and vaping liquids has been passed to Parliament. Now, and as much as this is something that, depending on which side of the fence you are, is worth celebrating or not, the stress is from the preliminary report conducted by the University of Cape Town, indicating that more than 25% of matric pupils were vaping due to stress and anxiety. And a pulmonologist at Groter Schuur Hospital and UCT, Professor Richard van Sale Smit, said that the data from the pilot study surveying matric high school pupils in 2022 documented that vaping had potentially increased from around 2% 6 years ago to over 25% this year. And this is based on previously published data. Now, the South African Demographic and Health Survey found that up to 2.9% of 15 to 19-year-olds vaped in 2016 and reveals it's not just matriculants that are vaping, but pupils across all grades. So at 6:45, we are going to look at this preliminary report on vaping.
Kibachubadi vaping.
Is that how it sounds?
It's really? Almost as if every second.
No, but I'll tell you, out of everything we said, Capilicoms, now what worries me, what depresses me now, and what frustrates me is that when you have teenagers who are using vaping to cope with stress and anxiety, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that. I'm a lot, actually.
So that's what happens when you have a conversation with them, and sometimes when they try to respect you.
Goddess.
The smoke is just everywhere in the mouth.
Oh, wow.
But I get what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
It is worrying.
Coping with stress and anxiety, 15 to 19-year-olds, and even lower grades in schools.
So what satisfies them? Just the smoke coming in and out and knowing that it's not a cigarette.
Also, like, when it comes to society, like that seems to be acceptable.
Nicotine.
You know what I mean?
Because it's not nicotine.
Yeah.
Or there is very, 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 very little amount of nicotine in some of these products.
So we are told.
We think it's okay.
And then you have people, I don't like how even the adults, they'll smoke in front of you because by not the thing out, it's not it's harmless.
Even in buildings.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, you can let us know if you are a vapor. Have you tried it? And adults that just freely smoke or inhale vapors around you, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Fifi does not take it very lightly because you seem to do it because, you know, it's not secondhand smoking.
Mm.
It's not blar. We are on WhatsApp on 0798996226.
News headlines on Capricorn.
6:45. This could be the most exciting news for a great portion of parents. E-cigarettes and vaping devices in the country just might be facing tighter regulations as government really looks into this issue. But have we accepted the trend? Amongst learners or... You know, you believe or your parental instincts tell you that this is how things start. And before you know it, there will be the urge to try something else.
I think to a certain extent we have. And I don't even know why, but over time, sometimes, I don't know if it's maybe seeing adults doing it and also very casually hearing about how it's harmful. It's really harmless. And, you know, it's not harming anyone. It's just smoke. It's just, you're just blowing smoke.
Flavored smoke, yeah.
Flavored smoke. That's what it is. And we've really come to accept it. We don't get shocked, you know. Mm-hmm. I know some parents still find it difficult for dihabli and the likes. And I guess the issue aside is or what. But vaping, to a certain extent.
I remember there was a family meeting at home because they found my little brother with a hubbly bubbly set. And in a school bag, in a sayo, and a so dirty looking school bag. And they take pictures and send to the family WhatsApp groups. I go, look at this. Look at this. This is how it starts. Mm. And before you know it, you are into bigger and deeper things.
Exactly. Because the thinking is that it maybe could be a gateway to, you know, smoking or whatever, any other thing.
Yeah. What's your aerial perspective of vaping? Or are you a vapor yourself? You can find us on 079-899-6226.
And right now we're talking to medical practitioner, Dr. Mandisa Muraudzi. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Morning, Mpomashita and complexion. Hey, how are you?
Rovozwavuti, bone.
Nendo buona manda.
So, Doc, you know what we are looking at this morning, just stats around young people and vaping. And we're hearing that 25% of them vape, and data showing that it is actually a trend amongst different grades in schools. Are you shocked that this is what we are seeing amongst our young people?
I'm not shocked that it has amounted to this, because children are exposed to these behaviors at a very young age, the behaviors that display substance use without having being exposed to the side effects of such. Also, our influential people that are admired by the youth, they are also displaying them freely online on social media. Another thing that I have noticed is that these vapes are being sold openly in shopping complexes with really attractive colors and openly without censorship. And also, I've also heard that when they are sold on the internet, there is no age verification procedures in place to say, oh, you're under 18 or you're young, you're under 21, don't buy this. And also what I've noticed is parents and teachers won't really detect that there's something smoking or they're smoking vape, because they're in shapes and forms like USBs, pens, highlighters, and they have innocent smells like fruit, flowers, mint. So even if you smell something in the home or in class or at school, it is quite hard to know that, oh, this child or these children are smoking or are vaping. So it is, you'll only find out when it's late, or through statistics that it's happening, or through these discussions, you understand?
Yeah. I mean, as a medical practitioner that advocates for people to stay away from vaping and smoking entirely, I mean, are there health effects that you have picked up as a result of vaping?
Well, I have picked up as a result of my research in the American Lung Association. They've already started research. They've already started studying people. So, that there's a lung condition called EVALI, E-V-A-L-I, which is a severe lung disease that looks like COVID. Symptoms look like asthma. Symptoms also look like COPD or simple flu. But they are detected late. The doctors will detect late that, oh, this child or this patient is having these signs because they have vaped, because the child might not reveal that they are vaping or they are smoking hardly, or these inhaling these toxic substances. So in my experience, I have seen severe lung diseases coming up in practice where my patients have to be intubated or put into a machine to breathe. So according to the studies, they've said that when they are put in intubating machine or ventilating machines, they are there for quite a long time, like 2 weeks. And if they have to be discharged, they have to live on oxygen, extra oxygen, for a longer time. So even if it's not being studied in South Africa, the effects are already visible here in South Africa, with children and young people coming up with symptoms of asthma without having been born with asthma, with COPD, with lung damage. They obviously won't reveal, because their parents are there and we are there. They're scared of judgment that they are smoking or they are vaping. So that is one of the health effects. Also, the ingredients in there have THC and CBD and nicotine. THC and CBD are found in cannabis. So, and nicotine is also, even though it's a natural, they're called natural, quote and in quote, they cause dependence and addiction. So we've already seen how people who are dependent and addicted to nicotine and weed or cannabis, behave or the problems that they have. Because if you are inhaling something that is not supposed to be inhaled into your lungs, lungs are meant to inhale oxygen and exhale CO2, but you're adding another substance in there, there will be lung damage. Another thing is THC, CBD, and nicotine, they cause dependence and addiction. So once you have started being dependent and addicted to these THC, CBD, and nicotine, you can grow a dependence on other drugs later in life. They also disturb brain development. Brain development of a person, it stops in the mid-20s, around 25 days. So now our children are smoking from age 16 up until 25. This can disturb their brain development. It might not look like it's being disturbed, but the disturbances can lead to different mental health problems. Sure. We have seen a rise in depression. Some kids are being put in institutions because now they're having psychotic symptoms later, or psychosis even later in adult life. Emotional dysregulation, also poor decision-making can be displayed. I suspect and I believe that it will be displayed also later in life. If you're not seeing it now, a fully developed brain will show its signs later in life. Yeah.
Jeez, I wonder if government, in putting these tighter restrictions on vaping, have all the information that you are sharing with us right now, you know, about the dangers when it comes to vaping. But what is your message to all parents and guardians that are listening to the show right now?
Well, my advice to parents is don't purchase it if you were thinking of buying a vape for your child. I know children are anxious and stressed about exams and so many things going on in their life.
Yeah.
But there's always a medical treatment, a safe medical treatment for anxiety, of stress, of depression.
Sure.
That will go a long way. And it has already been studied. Anti-anxiety medication, antidepressant medication have been studied for years, and they are safe. They can be started on children and adjusted according to their age and their weight. Also, parents, if you have a child who's already vaping, go check the label, read up on the chemicals in the vape juice. You will see how harmful they are. And another thing for parents, if they didn't know that this phenomenon or these behaviors exist, start being vigilant about what is going on around and with your child. Monitor their emotions, their reaction, and also have a culture or a tradition of having open and honest, important conversations about smoking, drugs, and these other issues, so they know your stance, and that way you'll be instilling values. And also, when you're open with them, you're making them fit in within your family so that they don't have to fall for pressures outside in order to be accepted by their peers. Also, like I've mentioned, there is treatment for these states, mental state, stress, anxiety, lack of concentration. That could be ADHD. It could be an anxiety disorder. It could be an acute stress disorder. A doctor can help guide you into finding that diagnosis and getting the right treatment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, life insurance companies, as well as your fellow colleagues, medical practitioners, must add that question when you're in the consultation room. It must not just end with, do you smoke?
Do you vape? We're going to leave the conversation here for today, Doctor. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing such important information. That was medical practitioner Dr. Mandisa Murautsi.
You know what I would also like to hear on the radio this morning? Parents who are raising teens.
Yeah.
You know, kids can be really manipulative sometimes. So try and convince you how harmless this vaping business is.
And when you don't know, sometimes as adults, we don't know, right?
Hey, you know, you smell the stuff and you can tell there's no smell of nicotine.
It's a sweet
smell.
Yeah. Mama, see next. Mama, see next, this thing.
Yeah.
It's just
smoke.
They're legit, they're harmless. Have you had that conversation with your teen? If you're raising a teen, I mean, get in touch with us. We're on WhatsApp on 079-899-6226. And are you winning that conversation or the battle with your young one? or you
how many points are you?
A long time ago.
You don't have arguing points.
No, some parents have accepted. You know, they see today with their kids who, you know, vaping or using Hubbly Bubbly, and because they've explained to them that it's harmless, then they've just decided to accept it. 16 minutes after 7, it's Capricorn FM in Popo Sada Frequency.
Good morning, team. Yeah, ne? Metalo. Like, now I was even recruited about this thing of vaping, you know. She'll be like, Mama, don't worry, man. This thing is fine. Once you just inhale and then you take out the smoke, it's just like that. No, nothing hectic, Mama. So I wanna go to ORA. Just relax and enjoy. But I'm even recruited. I don't even know what I'm getting because I don't know how I was recruited, how I came to agree to this thing. Whatever she was even saying, this thing will save me from going out. That is, hey, bona bana ne. Sometimes rea wina mara on this one. I'm glad because I won the Mjolo side. She's 14. She doesn't even know how to deal with boys or all those stuff. But this thing, yeah, vapor, I could lose it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, guys, raising a teen, it's a qualification on its own.
It's an extreme sport.
You must get some sort of a degree and graduate as a parent.
And especially in 2022 with all these developments, whether it's technology and all these many things.
Your 14-year-old convincing you.
Money, complexion, and the team.
Brother.
My brother, I wanna this thing, youth of today, I saw the ones here before, understand? Maybe reason being Baba this nowadays when the rights. So by towel, understand? And even the parents, the parents of this nowadays are about weak, serious. Why get over weak? I was powerful, unlike before. This parents of this nowadays were too weak and was spoil about, understand? I was so bad feeling about control. So tell you what, in the next 10 years, youth will be dead, bruh. The was a youth. Because the parents of today were too weak and were too weak. Whatever, Vanyaka.
Well,
our parents are change, and the government doesn't make any changes. I'm telling you, brah, it's getting out of hand. David Duva, Platrim. Sure.
Thank you, Dave. That's what we are updating this morning, that government will soon be putting tighter restrictions on vaping. And that is a call that has been made by most groups that have said, look, we need to look into this trend in our country.
Yeah.
And you have all the stats that are there, but we just don't know if government is informed enough when it comes to these issues. But those shocking stats, they found that in the 2022 group of matriculants, 25% of them vape. And you know, this, their reasoning is that, but sorry, stress.
That threw me off. I really am so uncomfortable that you have teenagers that are using vaping to cope with stress and anxiety. I'm so uncomfortable with that.
Hoputo on Twitter says, thank you for bringing the vaping discussion on air. I have been arguing with my teen about this. I have been researching on the quantities of nicotine and other chemicals that are indicated on the labels. That's a step in the right direction, Hoputo.
Hey, good morning, complexion and Paul.
Yebo.
Hey, this thing of vape, what? I don't understand it. I'm really one person who doesn't really like to experiment with things because I don't get the logic behind it, and I don't like to tempt myself into things that might end badly for me. So I'm really very cautious. I'm very cautious when it comes to experimenting with things I don't understand. So with this vaping, I don't know what again, fashion or bang, like, I don't get it. I don't get why people vape, honestly, because people are saying there's no high to it. But I'm thinking, okay, well, if there's no high, why are you smoking it? I mean, if I drink alcohol, I want to get the feeling it gives me once the alcohol gets into the system. So I don't get it, honestly. Even with Habli, I've never done that because I don't smoke. So, and I decided that I don't want to smoke. So I don't get why I should even use Habli. So, like, yeah, it's the in thing. Even little kids are doing those things. And for me, I feel like that's a serious red flag.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.